This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're talking about how you feel about being less productive. Do you feel guilty when you're not staying busy? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We have some messages.
Just one from Ro. Feeling guilty is an exercise in futility, meeting your deadlines and do so with credibility, and in between doing what you stop to crack a joke on Facebook or catch 40 winks, does it matter? It might even make you more productive.
Wow, Ro.
Ro. Wisdom,
yeah,
Ro.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ro. We also have more messages on Twitter.
Okay, so here we've got from Ever Bole. You need to have some lazy time to recharge. If not, you'll burn out fast. I totally agree.
True.
That's my full name, right? We're not hamsters on an ever-turning wheel. It's not sustainable. Like kids, we can also benefit from boredom or inactivity.
Right. And he's actually, thanks for that article on why boredom is good for your child. We'll take a look at that in just a bit.
And Sankanchil Guru says, life is too short to be so wound up. Learn to relax.
Right. Okay. Please continue to send us your thoughts, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll going on.
And so it's the reflections from what people have commented, and the poll results don't tally because 63.5% feels guilty.
Yeah, but they're also, I guess, telling you why we shouldn't essentially feel guilty about being less productive. But, try and get your thoughts in. We still have about 25 minutes to go on the show. But for now, we've got a story about
airports.
Quick COVID tests.
Right. So this is it came out in futurism.com. It's a Bloomberg report. A number of airports in Europe are working to bring 30-minute COVID-19 tests to airports for those people who are traveling, I guess. And the aviation industry is hoping it could persuade more travelers to resume air travel. That part of the world may be, not here. The 30-minute COVID test is called the rapid antigen test. It can detect a specific protein in the surface of the virus, a departure from the usual polymerase chain reaction test, I guess, that generally take much longer. Involves a simple swab and also far cheaper. The idea is to have travelers to be swabbed up to 72 hours before boarding a flight. Anybody who tests negative will be sent back home in order to self-isolate. But specialists worry that since antigen tests aren't as sensitive as PCR, some infected people could end up falling through the cracks. Rome's international airport was first to introduce rapid pre-flight screening earlier in September. Heathrow, the busiest airport in Europe, is also testing similar solutions. Some airlines are hoping that pre-flight screening could allow travelers to skip self-quarantine after travel. For instance, United Airlines in the US believes passengers could skip 14-day quarantine requirements on certain flights to and from Hawaii. I don't know. But here in KLIA, the rapid antigen test saw its effectiveness. Of course, our DG of Health, Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, said the sensitivity of the RTKAG, which is a rapid test kit antigen used at KLIA and KLIA2, was about 90%. So as opposed to a rapid test PCR, it takes 6 hours to run the test. These RTKAG tests can be done within 45 minutes. But obviously, delays. The recent Sabah election brought about a three-hour delay in KLIA for COVID screening. The overwhelming passengers that came back from Sabah, which is seeing an increasing number of viral infection cases, as we know. So each passenger at the time took about 15 minutes, and screening for each flight is at least 2 hours or more. So obviously, and I guess just everybody being together, just increases the chances. So I think just stay safe away from airports at the moment.
So here's the thing, when we first heard about COVID-19 and they were shutting down travel and all of that, we were thinking when we finally get to travel again, before we find a vaccine, but when we get to travel again, maybe we'll now have to end up spending maybe 4 hours, 5 hours in the airport before we can actually get on a flight, your pre-flight ritual.
Right.
But looking at this and, early on, Frida, you mentioned that the idea was for travelers to be swabbed up to 72 hours before boarding a flight. Does that mean that you have to go to the to the airport like a couple of days earlier, get swabbed, even though this takes about 30 minutes, right. you know, for the results, but then actually wait it out and then come back in a couple of days. And like our airport isn't really close to the city, is it?
No, and I guess like it in Europe also depends. But I, you know, I they were opening the borders, right? And of course, the numbers went up again. And this is what happens when you're doing a lot of traveling. It is sad.
It is. But, you know, if you'd like to, well, listen to how some startups around the world are actually introducing, well, alternative passes for when you travel, you should tune in to Open for Business tomorrow. I'll be speaking with Ilya Kravtsov from Pouch Nation, and they've created a wearable wristband that can, you know, just keeps track of your temperature. Right. And, you know, via the app, you can actually monitor your temperature of not only yourself, but your loved ones as well. Anyone who has one of those wristbands, and how he feels this could enable swifter travel, you know, when you go to the airport and, you know, you don't have to worry about taking your temperature or doing the test. They can actually monitor your temperature over a long period of time, and how he feels like this could be the future of travel, of or future of safe travel. That's happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Open for Business. But for now, we are asking you if you feel guilty about being less productive when you're not staying busy. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to more of your messages. But for now, here's the Beach Boys with Barbara Ann. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.